Hey everybody, Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders, Daily Devotional, and we're continuing on through John chapter number 13. So if you have your Bible, turn there, would you? And we're going to start in verse 31 through verse 35. And here we go. The Bible, the Word of God says, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him.' Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, 'Whither I go, you cannot come,' so now I say to you, 'A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.'" And so the Lord, he just had Judas go out into the night, and he's getting ready to betray our Savior. And right after that, the Lord begins to talk about him going to the cross. And if you'll notice in verse 31 and 32, you'll see the word glorified or glorify used five times. And what he's saying is this is what I came here for. I was born here to come and die for the sins of the world and pay that price nobody could pay but me. And that's what I'm here for. And as a result of fulfilling that, I am going to glorify the Father. And so here's the first key we can learn here in our devotional today. In verse 31, 32, is that by fulfilling our role, God is glorified. So that's the key, first of all, is to do the will of God in our lives. And whatever it may be, whether it's to be a missionary, a preacher, or just go to church, be a good neighbor, help support missionaries, do whatever you do. Whatever God has called you to do, just do it faithfully. And by you fulfilling the role that God has for you, you glorify him. And that's what we all want to do. You know, that word glorify means to honor or to magnify. And so I can honor God with my life by just fulfilling the role that he has put me here to do. And that will magnify him. And that means it doesn't make me look great, it makes him look great. All right, the next thing we see here is as he's going to the cross, we see now in verse 34, he says there's a new commandment. And he's using that word new as like fresh, something fresh. And he says, "I have a new commandment. I have something fresh for you here." A commandment is like an authoritative prescription. And so here he is, he's saying, "Listen, I have a prescription for you on how you can glorify the Father." And he tells them here that you love one another. Now, what do we mean by love one another? Well, if you turn to John chapter 15 and verses 12 through 13, it says, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And he's talking about himself there, about going to the cross. He died for you and I. But he's telling you and I this fresh new commandment, this authoritative prescription. He's telling us to love one another. And what he's implying here is that you and I live a life for others, a self-sacrificing life for the Lord and for others. And if it was just to love our neighbors, ourselves, that's one thing. But he goes on to say, "As I have loved you." There's our example. Our example is not somebody else. Usually people say, well, you know, I don't do this or that because this person failed me. Well, the truth of the matter is you and I are going to fail each other constantly because we're sinners saved by grace. And so our example, I'm not your example, you're not my example, but the Lord is all of our example. And his example is, as I have loved you. He lived a sacrificial life when he walked the earth, didn't he? He was forgiving. He was very, very gracious as he poured his grace and mercy upon us. Remember, I think it was Peter, he told him, how many times should I forgive? 70 times 7, right? And so the example is Christ. The example is Christ. And he says this, if you'll do this, verse 35, all men will know. Here's the fruit. All men will know. And that word know means to perceive, to be sure, to understand. Hey, that's somebody who's really serious and walks with the Lord. As a result of you and I loving one another as Christ loved us, others will see it. That's the fruit. And as a result, our lives will honor and magnify God. We'll glorify him. We will fulfill our role. Let me ask you this question. How you doing at fulfilling your role? If you're like me, I come up short and I just have to ask the Lord to forgive me and help me. And I think probably you need to do the same thing, huh? Let's focus on loving each other like Christ loved us. And he'll take care of the rest. Lord bless you.